Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of the Live with Rank Show. One of the items I talked about last hour is a piece I published. Michigan parents, be aware that the CDC downgraded childhood development guidelines. Speech therapists are very concerned. You may want to check that out at WBCKFM.com or WKMI.com eventually. It's at the Rank Live Facebook page as well as the Facebook page for the or my flagship station, WBCK-FM. You can check it out there, read it, and then go comment if you would like. Basically, the American Speech Language Hearing Association, which is the country's top association of speech therapists representing more than 200,000 therapists, are very concerned that out of the blue, the CDC has reduced or lowered the number of words a child should know by the age of 30 months. They lowered it to, well, they increased the amount of months is what they did. They stuck with the 50 words, but by 30 months. So a child should learn 50 words by 30 months of age. But according to the speech therapist group, it should be 50 words by 24 months of age. Any more at time after that, there could be a problem with speech, a language problem with that child. So the interesting part is, why now? It's a good question. Some people will say, well, what does it have to do with schools today? Because 3-year-olds or 30 months old aren't in school. True. But why now then? Ask yourself, why are they lowering the standards of these younger children? And I give you a link to a study in which they point out that many kids in school are being harmed. Their speech is being, their development in speech is being muted by the mass. Also, at the end of that last hour, it was not me, not an error by anything in here. It was just I got caught. So any of you who are listening to the show there, there's a hard break. I now have one hard break with this great software. As you notice, I'm not telling you so many times I got to go to a hard break because right now I'm able to deal with it with the new software we use, but not that last one that goes into the top of the hour. So I apologize for that. I was still talking. It was just really about Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson for the last, what, how many years now? 3 years, been putting out misinformation, has not been listening to the experts, and yet demands other people stop putting out misinformation like herself and listening to the experts. She's the one who lost in court cases, not the Republicans, when it came to what she specifically was doing. Couple more things, and then we'll move on. Michigan political candidates can now use campaign funds for child care under a new bill. The legislation was House Bill 5840 and Senate Bill 882. They were introduced Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry. They can't yet, but they'll get there. They were introduced Thursday and would permit caregiving costs as an allowable expense for candidates and elected officials with kids or other dependents who require care, including seniors and family members with disabilities. So apparently there's 26 states out there who've already approved the use of campaign funds for childcare, either through legislation or opinions from their state ethics commissions. That's kind of funny to hear that, state ethics. Or the attorney general, according to Vote Mama Foundation, a group that tracks it. So they want to do that here. I guess it's to make it easier for parents to run, mothers or fathers who are the main caregivers for their children, or quite honestly, if you're a caregiver for a disabled adult or a senior. So people who campaign to your election campaign can now, I'm sorry, people who donate to your election campaign, you can now use that money if this passes in the House and the Senate, and I guarantee you it will pass. And if Whitmer signs it, and I guarantee you she will sign it, unless it has something to do with with identification. And if it does, she doesn't believe that a big swath of her constituents have IDs or know how to get IDs. So she may, if it has anything to do with IDs, may veto it. But I'm thinking she won't. Michigan ranks 14th overall in the country for women representation in the state legislature. That's pretty good. 14th, not bad. This is according to the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. 11% of Michigan legislative seats are currently held by women of color. So it's above the average. Now, according to many who believe in looking at skin first, some of those women need to just resign. Because I think it's 7% black women in the nation or in the country. So just 7% of them should be hold seats, right? Again, I'm not for that. I'm trying to think like a Democrat or a liberal, like you guys who vote for these people. It seems like there's too many women of color here in Michigan that have been elected. Now, that's not me saying it. That's Democrats saying it. Or at least that's their logic when it comes to white people or men. Can we not use that same logic? Because if you can't use that same logic, then you can't call it logic. What do you call it? 269-441-9595. This is no surprise. Engineering consultants say government officials lied. Governor Schneider lied and his administration lied because it was them who caused the Flint water crisis. So there's companies that are being sued by Flint Children for their role in the city's water crisis. It's a big money scam. A lot of people going after money, I should say. They've already been paid off 600-something million. So they can still sue other people. But it's more of an informational piece that I wanted to bring to you guys. These companies are pointing the finger to Governor Schneider and the people in the government as the responsible ones, not their clients. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I received an email yesterday from one of you guys. And in that email, they sent me a link to an article that was published by WZZM, Channel 13 out of Grand Rapids. And it said, no, hospitals don't get more money when they list COVID-19 as a patient's cause of death. And I wanted to, well, after reading it, because the listener who sent it to me, I think was insinuating, not in a nasty way, it's just that, hey, we've heard that the reason these hospitals are labeling anyone they can with COVID-19, and then when they die with COVID-19, that they were doing so in order to get more money. So he was asking me if this WZZM Channel 13 article was correct. And here's the issue. A, the article is correct, but it's not the issue. It's not what people were telling people. So I'm not really sure what the position of the WZZM Channel 13 out of Grand Rapids was on this. I haven't seen a lot of information, or I haven't researched a lot or read a lot to see if they're just trying to fill space and time, space on their website, time on their TV news program. Because most people who were reporting, like myself and others, never said that they were putting the cause of death of COVID, which gave them more money. It was always making anybody who came in with COVID, didn't matter if it was, had nothing to do with why they were there, but they'd label them as COVID because they get more money that way. And that's why I'm not casting dispersions on WZZM's article. It may be trying to address some long ago position people had taken. I don't know if they're trying to throw cover, and I don't think a lot of local stations, news stations in Michigan, throw a lot of cover out there for other politicians, or in this case, hospitals and people who supported their decision to make everybody who had COVID, and then they died with COVID. But it wasn't the dying where they got the extra money. It was on the treatment before they died where they got the extra money. I'll talk about that more coming up after this. You listen to Live with Frank. Lines are open if you have a thought about what we're talking about. 269-441-9595. Or you can email me at rank, R-E, as an excellent NK, at townsquaremedia.com. You listen to Live with Rank. Appreciate that. As I was telling you, one of you, a listener, sent me a link to a WZZM Channel 13 out of Grand Rapids piece that was saying, no, hospitals don't give more money when they list COVID as a patient's cause of death. I was curious why they wrote that, because I never heard of that. I heard of them putting COVID as a main reason for why they're in the hospital, and thus they would get extra money for that. Not anything to do with death. I reached out to some people I know who have been dealing with this pandemic in the medical field, and they were unaware of this death. If they're dead, if they die of COVID, they got more money. Because why would they get more money because they died of COVID? They would get more money because they were treating them for COVID. They said, since the start of the coronavirus pandemic in 2020, claims have been circulating on social media and other websites suggesting that hospitals across the country are receiving additional funding for listing COVID-19 as a patient's cause of death. Then they say, question, do hospitals get more money when they list COVID-19 as a patient's cause of death? The answer, false. No, hospitals do not get more money when they list COVID-19 as a patient's cause of death. Now, why didn't they ask, put it in the same format, because it was very dramatic. It was like the question, and then a big red box, false. But they didn't. They just kind of, I guess we should be happy they gave us this information. Hospitals and health systems are eligible to receive higher Medicare payments for complex COVID-19 related treatment under the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security, or CARES Act, including a 20% bump. And that's what people were talking about. And that's what medical professionals were telling me, that they'd come in with some other issue. They had COVID, or at least the test said they had it. That's how it would be billed, and they would get more money. So I wanted to make sure you guys knew of this, if this gentleman was thinking differently when he saw this, because he was legitimately thinking, what's going on here? This is what we were told by many people. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about today, love to hear from you. Now to what's really disheartening and getting scarier by the day, because we found out that Putin does not have a professional army, at least all of them. They're bombing civilian areas. They're using cluster bombs and what they call vacuum bombs, which basically sucks the oxygen from around the area and gives you a bigger explosion, more death. Apparently, if you're close enough, your body would just explode. That's what Biden, that's what Putin is using to some extent on the citizens there. We see now proof that he's bombing schools. I mean, this guy's a war criminal. I don't think he'll ever be able to leave Russia again, because he should be brought up on charges and tried. Some of the other bad news, Belarus has now invaded Ukraine. So now they have more people to fight. Some good news. I don't know what's going on here, but the Chinese Minister of Foreign Affairs spokesman offered the first shift away from the solidarity with Putin yesterday. I had not heard of this until this morning. They're urging Russians and Ukraine to end the conflict through diplomacy. No country can, quote, recklessly harm the sovereignty and security of other countries out of seeking its own absolute military superiority and absolute security, end quote. That's interesting. I don't know what drove the development there. We know China doesn't care about their own people, so they're not going to care about the people of Ukraine. So there's a political movement happening here, and possibly it's because the rest of the world is doing a great job, quite honestly, of coming together and putting their own sanctions on. And luckily, Biden is following. Unfortunately, Biden's not leading. Now, he's going to try to tell you that tonight, that he was the leading person putting everybody together. When in reality, if you just look at, take politics out, just look at the sanctions, those sanctions all came after Europe did them. The latest one being sanctioning Putin himself. Biden wouldn't do it. The next day, Europe did it. Germany, France, and others. And then Biden followed. And there's a number of sanctions like that that happened and occurred that way. So again, of course, tonight he's going to try to tell you in a State of the Union address that he did this when in reality it's being run by people in Europe. Quite frankly, as it should be. I said that yesterday. I don't know why. I guess he feels that I have to say I'm running it. I wouldn't think anybody, if it was Trump, I wouldn't want him running it. This is a European issue more so than us. Not to say that we shouldn't still try to help them. Bad news. U.S. oil jumps to seven-year high. It's finally closed above over 100. Yesterday closed at $101, which experts say will now bring the average price of gasoline around the country to $4 a gallon. So we have Putin bombing schools. He's a war criminal. We have Belarus getting involved in invading Ukraine. So we've got to bring sanctions against Belarus. And these sanctions should stay on both Russia and Belarus or anybody else who helps Russia for years to come. At least the ones specifically targeted for Putin and the leadership and the oligarchs. Any property around the world they have is now gone. That will be taken from them, sold, and given to Ukraine to help rebuild. If there is a Ukraine after this. We had the Chinese Minister of Foreign Affairs shying away from Russia now. That's a political move. As I said, they don't care about their own people. They're not going to care about Russia. And then we have U.S. oil jumping to a seven-year high. And I just take you back to February 21st when Biden tweeted, quote, Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. He doesn't want me to be our nominee. If you're wondering why, it's because I'm the only one person in this field who's ever gone toe-to-toe with him, end quote. Really? Again, I asked the question. Why now? Why, at the end of the Obama's second term, did Russia move on Ukraine and take Crimea? And why never during Trump's term did he attempt to take over Ukraine? And further proof that they had nothing on Trump, or else they would have done that and then say, hey, we'll expose you. Further proof that they have something on Trump, Biden, possibly, because they're doing it on his watch. So why? Why can't anybody answer that question? Why was there a four-year hiatus of taking over Ukraine? And the only thing that happened different is that 4 years is that it switched from Obama, Biden to Trump and then to Biden, Harris. Well, you remember Fiona Hill? She's a woman who was totally discredited during the Russian and Ukraine investigation. She has a reason why, and you'll never guess who she blames. I'll tell you who that is coming up right after this. You're listening to Live with Rang Show, 269-441-9595. If you would like to join us today, love to hear from you. You're listening to Live with Rank. I appreciate that very, very much. I choose you. Why did I play that song? Well, the left can't blame themselves for what's going on, can they? They can't sit there and introspectively ask, why did Russia attack Ukraine and take Crimea when we were last in power? Didn't do anything when Trump was in power. And now that Biden and we are back in power, they're doing it again, even bigger, by attacking all of Ukraine. No, no. They can't look at that and come with a conclusion that maybe it's them. No, it's Trump's fault. Fiona Hill, who was a former White House Russia advisor, who you may remember the name when she, quote, shot to prominence when she testified during Trump's 2019 impeachment hearings, rebutting conspiracy theories promoted by Trump allies that sought to excuse Russia of blame for interfering in the 2016 election. So she was one of these people who believed that Russia and Trump were together. Yet she was totally discredited by her own party, Mueller, in that whole investigation when they found out there's nothing there. Totally discredited. But CNN will have her on. So she comes on and says, it's Trump's fault. You remember when Obama was in power? Bush's, George W. Bush's. It was all his fault, everything that went wrong. We are not dealing with serious adults here. And that's what's scary, because they're at the highest levels of our government. And these are not serious people. They're serious when it comes to retaining power and deflecting blame. But they're not serious, intelligent people. Or serious enough to care about you. She said it's Donald Trump's foreign policy that brought Russia to do this. I have no idea what she means by that. In an interview with CNN, she addressed the contrast between Trump's approach to foreign policy and Biden's. Biden has an approach to foreign policy. Could you explain to me what that is? She said Trump's foreign policy had not been driven by concern. Are you ready for this? This is how wacky these leftists are. Now, I sent an email trying to get her on air. I guarantee you she won't even respond. But she said everything Trump did was not driven by America's interest, but driven by his own interest. Again, sometimes, if I had more hair to pull out, I'd pull it out. Why? I don't know why I expect different from these soulless creatures. It's like I said yesterday. It's like Star Wars and the Jedi. I sense the evil in them. This one is just saying what her and her party's all about. Trump was the one who cared about America. Trump didn't disparage America at every point they can, like Fiona Hill and the rest of them do. Every time Biden can rip into America, he would. Obama, he'd go give speeches over in Europe saying how horrible America was. Are these people for real? They are, though. Now, she's out of a job, so she's trying to make TV money. Quote, there's no Team America for Trump. Not once did I see him do anything to put America first, Not once, not a single word, or excuse me, not a single second, end quote. And the CNN interviewer just let that go. Quote, there's no Team America for Trump. Not once did I see him do anything to put America first. Not once, not for a single second, end quote. When Trump was all about America and making America great again and protecting us. I mean, you can literally say there's not one time Fiona Hill or the Democrat Party, I've seen them put America first. America's the bad guy in their mind. In that party's ideology, America's the bad guy. We're not the shining light on top of the hill. We're the oppressors. We're the bad people. And I stop reading many of these people. I don't listen to their audio anymore. I just remembered the name Fiona Hill. And I remember how she was totally discredited when it came to Russia. And she's the Russia expert. And then I read this and I said, you've got to be kidding me. Biden ripped into the military. Biden ripped into the police. Biden rips into everything we are as Americans in America. His policies are against America. Open borders. Defunding the police. He never said defunding the police. Oh, no, he said redistributing funds from the police. He agreed that we should redistribute funds from the police. Same thing as defunding. Defunding the military? But of course, this is what happens. Joe Manchin, I don't know how the guy can stay in that party. I really don't understand how he can stay in that party any longer. And I have to give him credit because, A, it appears he saved us from the Build Back Broke program of the left. Unless it rears its ugly head. But the Washington Times reported yesterday that he's criticizing Biden's response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine on Monday, arguing that the White House was pushing hypocritical policies on energy imports. So he's a Democrat from Virginia. And he said the administration needs to curtail its reliance on Russia petroleum if it's really serious about holding Russian President Putin accountable. That's what we've been saying to you guys from day one. You can sanction all you want, Russia. Putin's not going to care because it's his people who are going to be hurt, not him. But if you don't sanction, because they're not sanctioning the energy industry. Now, yes, sanctioning the energy industry may hurt us. But then that's when you go to OPEC and others and say, start pumping more. We won't pump more. And he gets into that. But we want you to pump more. I'm hoping people realize now that what Trump brought us, energy independence, is one of the best things any of us, is the best thing a country can have when it comes to dealing with foreign affairs. Joe Manchin, a Democrat senator from Virginia, said, quote, the entire world is watching as Vladimir Putin uses energy as a weapon in an attempt to extort and coerce our European allies. While Americans decry what has happened in Ukraine, the United States continues to allow the import of more than 500,000 barrels per day of crude oil and other petroleum products from Russia during this time of war. End quote. He goes on to say continued reliance on Russian oil poses a, quote, clear and present danger to our nation's energy security, end quote. So he's urging the White House to incentivize domestic energy production and use punitive measures, including tariffs and importation bans against Russian oil. Jen Psaki came out yesterday and said, well, it's not us. It's the private industry that is bringing in their oil. You stopped entire industries for the last 2 years. You fired and laid off millions of people. You can't stop a half a million barrels of Russian oil coming in a day. So, Joe Manchin, he should flip. Hopefully he does. 269-441-9595. You listen to Live with Rick. Take a quick break. Come back on the other side and speak to Ben from Albion, Michigan. Possibly you. Lines are open.
95.3 WBCK.
Well,
morning, noon, and night. Our news team keeps you informed. Lacey James, Brandon James, Brad Carpenter, and Alex Maddox. 95.3 WBCK. We are Battle Creek.
Rank, appreciate that. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about today, I have turned to the issue of Russia and Ukraine, a horrible issue. The pictures that we see from there, what is happening to the population, that war criminal Putin, and quite frankly, some of the soldiers who are actually committing those crimes. Do they get away with saying we're just doing what our superiors are telling us? 269-441-9595. If you'd like to join us on air today, love to hear from you. Let's go to Albion, Michigan. And Ben, good morning. Ben, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding on. I'm sorry, I didn't have you. Go ahead, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. So here's my thought on the whole Ukraine ordeal. Okay? Ukraine is the center of the planet for child trafficking. And then when you look at Hunter Biden and the Burisma and his ordeals there, so you have Ukraine is one of the most corrupt places on the planet.
That's what I hear, and I would tend to agree because so many people have reported on
it. You have the new president that was elected on getting rid of the corruption. And that's what he's done. He's gotten rid of a lot of the people in the corruption in that government there. So you have that.
Yeah, but he's also imprisoned his political foes.
Well, they took their own choice to take up a weapon. That's their own choice.
What are you talking about?
Like, for that, are you talking about for him to have them right there fighting with him now?
No. Prior to all this happened, he was jailing his political foes. He's not this great democracy guy that people think of. He's certainly doing well for the country right now, that's for sure. But he has done that. He has closed down media outlets that spoke poorly of him. So he's acting like the Democrat Party here in the United States.
Yes, in a sense, but he has gotten rid of some of the corruption, which you can't always get rid of all of it, kind of similar to like Trump faced.
That I'm not 100% sure, but I'll take your word for that. So, okay, good.
But then, so you got also the Russia oligarch that wired Hunter Biden $1 million.
Right.
And all this stuff, so Joe can't touch Russia either.
Well, that's what we're concerned of. Are you talking about the 3 million, I think it was 2-3 million that was sent from the wife of the mayor of Moscow to Biden's father.
Yes,
through Biden. Yes,
and I'll also say this.
When I say Biden's father, I meant Hunter Biden's father. They'd sent it to Hunter, who then was instructed to give it to his father. Right.
And then I have noticed, not touch on the topic of the pictures. I've seen a few places where all those pictures are fake. The airplane flying, that's a video game. That was from a couple of years ago. The military picture of the president floating around, that was from 2015.
Okay. No,
with him in the bulletproof vest.
So what are you trying to sum up for us, what you're trying to say here? Are you trying?
And that, I'm trying to sum up, we can't trust the news already. Why would we trust pictures and videos that they're putting on? They have a handheld camera that takes a picture of a rocket hitting a building.
I don't disagree with you, Ben. I don't disagree with you at all. The media cannot be trusted, and I don't trust them now. But there is an alarming, overwhelming force that's coming in, and Russia is committing, I'm sure, some crimes. The amount of it, I'm not sure. There's propaganda coming from both sides. Of course, that's the way the game is played. It's the same thing that happens here in the United States. For instance, that ghost of Ukraine is propaganda. The plane. I get all that.
Right, right. And to touch on the whole thing is my thing is Vladimir Putin he's not for child trafficking. He's not for the one world government. He said before he's against it. His mom was Jewish. He is not that horrible of a person that the news has portrayed him to be. He is hitting strategic places. He can find that president and take him out right now. He could take that whole country out with no problem.
But we see him hitting them hitting apartment buildings and other things. So that is not a – I still think he's a war criminal. And I don't – you know, that's something I guess we'll disagree on, Ben, because he
is – But it would be places – that would be a network for child trafficking.
During this war, you're thinking that that's what he's doing. He's bombing
apartment – I'm seeing a lot of people talk about it.
Okay.
So that's all. And that's all. I'm just seeing other people talk about it. And when you think about it, he could take the government or the country if he wanted. Why is he only hitting strategic places? And they seem to be all where civilians would be, but it deals with children too.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you have a good day.
For your thoughts. 269-441-9595 if you would like to add to the discussion. I don't believe the media at all, and none of you should. But once there's an overwhelming amount of reporting, at some point we can start believing some of it. Is there propaganda being put forth from the Ukrainians and the Russians and United States? And of course, that's what governments do. They lie to their people all the time. Our government's really good at that. Now, I disagree with Ben. And again, is an example where on us on the right can disagree with each other and not hate each other. And you see the left, what they do to Joe Manchin and others. And on the left, if you come down against the left, they just come at you like a dump truck full of bricks to land on you. I would not say that Putin's a good guy or whatever Ben said. I would disagree with him with that because they are attacking civilian sites. Now, when we come back on the other side of this top of the hour break, I want to get back to what Joe Manchin is talking about because it's right in line with what most smart and intelligent people out there are thinking. You can put all the sanctions you want on everything out there other than oil, and it's not going to bother Putin. Same thing with SWIFT. You can take all the banks away except one, and he'll use that one bank for the SWIFT payments. You listen live with Rank. We'll be right back.